Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mother of Fun podcast. My name is Audrey, and in today's episode, it's going to be maybe a little all over the place. I am going to be talking a little bit about the mental roller coaster that I've been on for the past couple of months. I have mentioned that I was planning to do a postpartum rage episode, and I just kept putting it off. And now I don't think I have postpartum rage. I think it's something else. So I want to dive into that in this episode. So it's going to be a little bit of everything. Mental health, I guess. So I hope the audio's okay. Here we are, episode 11. I'm still figuring it out. And before, on the last episode, I recorded with my AirPods in a quiet room. And I still hated the audio because I think the AirPods just don't sound great. And I don't have a microphone. So I'm outside right now, which is probably the worst place to record. Because you're going to hear all kinds of noises. But we're walking to the park. And I'm like trying to hold the phone at a good level. So I hope it's not too loud. You probably hear the birds, which is nice. So yeah, to set the scene, we're walking to the park. Amelia is an escape artist and she keeps trying to climb out of her stroller, so I'm getting really annoyed because I have to watch her closely because she actually fell out of the stroller once when I was on my walk. I was just talking to myself on my audio diary and I wasn't really paying attention. Are you waving? She just waved and she literally flopped out onto the ground. It was so sad because she got out of the straps. I fixed it yesterday. I thought it was going to work better today, but she's still coming out. Amelia, why you come out like that? So yeah, that's setting the scene for you guys. I hope you don't mind. This may be a very chaotic episode. I may have to like pause and come back, but I just really wanted to record it. And I didn't want to wait until later because here's the thing. My mother-in-law's here and I've been getting my time to work in the afternoon. Like 2 or 3 hours of quiet time in my room, door closed so I can work. And I didn't want to record during that time because I felt like, I don't know, I just have a lot of stuff to do on the computer, so I didn't want to have to record. And I wanted to just record like now when I'm just freely talking to you guys, because you guys know this is more like a friend talking to a friend type of a podcast. No big production. I don't even edit these episodes, so sometimes I'm hacking up a lung. Sorry about that. I just don't have the time to, like, I don't know. I mean, if you were really talking to me in person, I wouldn't edit out a cough. You would still hear it, so hope that doesn't creep you out. But anyways, before we get started, I want to say thank you to everybody who has left a rating or a review of the show on Apple Podcasts. I appreciate it so much. We have, I think, 6 ratings and 3 reviews. And I usually am going to be sharing reviews, but today I just wanted to share a message I received from listener Dina. So I'm not going to read it because I'm not going to read it word for word because I don't have it up. But she basically wrote to me last night and said that the toddler meal episode was very, very helpful to her. And she just wanted to say thank you so much. And that completely made my night because, you know, I love doing the podcast. I think it's a lot of fun. And I love to be able to just build a community here. Like, this is not monetized or anything. This is just for me. You know, my YouTube, I do make money on there. And I try to do it for myself. But I think it almost more feels like work. But this is just like a free place for me to express. And so to be able to connect with people has just been amazing. And so yeah, we have a very small listenership, but I am grateful for everybody. Sorry, a truck just went by. We're like halfway to the park. Amelia, can you simmer down? We're almost there, I promise. Wanna go park?
Go.
Yeah? Wanna go slide?
Go.
Wanna go swing?
Go.
Wanna go spinny thing?
Go.
Okay, she said yes to all 3. So we'll be there in a minute, okay? More like 5, but we're on the way. I see people coming up ahead, so this is gonna be interesting. Because I am recording a podcast while walking on the street. But anyways, wow, we're like 5 minutes in and haven't even started the meat and potatoes. So anyways, hi guys. So here's the story. postpartum rage, if you don't know, there are like multiple, I guess, hormone imbalances that cause different mental health issues for new moms. And so I know you've probably heard of postpartum depression, and you might have heard of postpartum anxiety, but there's also postpartum rage. And this is something I had no idea about. Like, I only knew about depression. I didn't know about anxiety or rage being side effects of the postpartum period. So, you know, when I went through it, I had no idea what it was. And I think a lot of moms can relate to that, because I know that my friend Lena, if you guys listen to New Mama's podcast, she expressed that she experienced postpartum anxiety and had no idea it was even a thing. So that's why I wanted to bring it up in this episode, rage specifically, because again, I had no idea it was possible to feel so angry because of postpartum. So here's my story, and then we're going to get into a second part of it, because I, just to preface, I think that what I'm suffering from is actually could be postpartum rage, or postpartum rage plus a condition called PMDD. I cannot remember what it means. It's like premenstrual something, dis something, something or other. I really should look it up. But just look up PMDD. So I'm going to be talking about that later in the episode. But first, I wanted to start talking about the rage part. And I am so sorry, there is a train going by. So yeah, you may hear that. Yes, a train. Choo-choo. Oh, it's just a little one. Just a caboose, I think. Did you see the caboose go by? Oh my goodness. Yeah. So, ooh, there's a bee. At least it's not a cicada. Apparently a lot of my friends are dealing with cicadas, and I have not seen one because there's none in my town. So yeah, but a bee just came up to me. I think he liked my sweater. Okay, anyways, I think you can tell I'm stalling because I have a hard time putting this into words, because I've been struggling with the whole rage stuff, I think, since at least January. Could have been before, but it was like less serious, so I was able to manage. But I think starting January, it may have been kind of propelled with seasonal depression and isolation, because last winter was cold AF. It's like the summer is so hot, last winter was so cold, so we stayed inside. I think there was a 3-week period where I did not even leave the house. Like, well, I might have gone grocery shopping, but like Mia, we just stayed home because it was too cold for her to go out. And I think I went a little crazy during that time. I definitely felt depressed, and it just kind of seeped in, you know, to the months ahead as well, because I don't know if I've ever really completely bounced back from that. I know that I've told you guys in April I started to like get off social media, take better care of my mental health and do more self-care, so that's definitely helped me. But I feel like just one thing after another, I'm just not better. So back in Jan, I think it started, and then a couple months passed by and it was getting worse. So when I say postpartum rage, I'm talking like you suddenly just become so angry, you cannot control it. And this is something that I was embarrassed about. I didn't want to tell anybody about it because, you know, you don't want to admit that you had feelings like that. So, God, I don't want to start crying. Yes, Millie, we're almost at the park. Yeah, see, this is why it took me so long to record. I'm like actually gonna cry. But again, the real and the raw. So I would just get crazy. Like, I felt like I couldn't breathe. The world was closing in. I was so angry. I wanted to break stuff. I was angry at the baby, and I felt like it was because I didn't feel like I was in control, you know? I didn't think this was gonna be this hard. So I went through this for a long time. I'm still dealing with it. And I didn't want to really tell anybody because it's embarrassing. I felt embarrassed. I felt guilty. And so, you know, some of the ways I would cope was eating junk food. Because, I don't know, it just like, almost like when I was extremely upset and stressed, as soon as I ate an Oreo, like, I just kind of felt a little bit better. And so, that was my winter. My winter was feeling rage, feeling depressed, feeling lonely, feeling out of control, and medicating with just like junk food and sugar. Oh, so in I think April, I was like, this is really messed up. Like maybe March, maybe it was end of March. I said, this is crazy. Like, why am I like this? I need to figure it out. And I'm the kind of person that I, you know, I like journaling. I like talking to people. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to write and help to let this out and figure it out. Because I felt like if I wrote about it, then it would allow me to work through, like, what the hell is going on, you know? So I just pulled up a Google Doc. I remember it was a morning, you know, Amelia was waking up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. So that really didn't help. And I just remember pulling up a Google Doc while she played and writing. And I have it all written. I'm planning to repurpose what I wrote to create a blog post so that people can get value from that. But I just haven't done it yet. Again, it's really emotional for me. It's really, really hard for me to open up about this because, again, I'm still not better. So hopefully there's some people at the park, so I hope they don't talk to me. I hope they look like they're leaving. So I might stop talking for just a second, but I think they're just gonna assume I'm on the phone. But just a second. I'm gonna pass by and get Amelia out of her stroller. Are you ready to go park and play? Amelia, you wanna play park? Yeah, we're just coming into the park now, so I'm gonna unbuckle her and let her run around. Good morning. Oh, there's another train. Okay, I just passed by them. I'm wearing sunglasses, thank goodness, because I'm like tearing up. But anyway, so we're at the park and now nobody's here, so this is perfect. So as I was saying, I'm gonna share the blog post, I hope, soon, but I just need more time, I think, and I'm surprised I'm actually recording this today, but I didn't want to wait too long. I just feel like maybe sharing it will help. So now let me get Amelia out of her seat. You want to go down and play? Want to play park? Come here. Can Mama let you down? Okay, you want to go by yourself? You're such a big girl. So anyways. So I wrote in that Google Doc. And what I ended up writing was, you know, basics like, okay, what am I experiencing? This is rage. So I wanted to break it down. So I was like, what triggers me? And what happens when I get this episode? Like, what do I feel? How do I react? And I don't have the document up. I can kind of remember. So some of the triggers I wrote down was the routine not being the same. So like if Amelia doesn't take her nap the way she's supposed to, she wakes up early, she doesn't eat her meal, like things that aren't going the way they're supposed to. And I'm a Virgo, so I'm like a planner. I don't like when plans change. And so that's been really, really hard for me as a mom, because obviously babies you cannot control and every day is different. You want it to be a routine, and they say toddlers thrive on routine, but I feel like I am still, we're almost 17 months in, I still don't have like a good routine. And so, yeah, one of my triggers was that, or like waking up early so then I'm tired, or a lot of night wakings, which we don't have night wakings anymore because I did night wean her. So she really doesn't wake up at night. She just will wake up really early. So that's what we're dealing with now, 5:30 on the dot. every morning, no matter what time she goes to bed. It's very annoying, and I am still trying to figure out what to do. I have no idea. Can you jump out of the stroller so I can continue this episode? She is something else. There we go. Okay, good. Run around. So those were some of the triggers. The other trigger was just like feeling like I didn't have help, feeling like I didn't have time for myself. I didn't have the support I hoped I had would have in postpartum, because I've said it so many times, my mother-in-law was supposed to be here for the birth and I was supposed to have help throughout the whole postpartum period. And yeah, I have a husband and he's awesome, but it's not the same, you know, because he works from home, so he's always been home, minus the first, like, in the beginning, from early Feb to mid-March, he went to work. And let me tell you, that was obviously the early part of postpartum, because she was born end of Jan, and that shit was hard. Like, he would leave at 7 a.m. and come home at 6:30 p.m., so I was with the newborn by myself, no support, all day long, pretty much scared, because, like, I didn't know what I was doing, and I was tired, and I was, like, upset that I was still fat, you know, like, the first time mom postpartum and you're like, what the fuck, the baby's out, why am I fat still? So I was just going through a lot. So that's a tangent, but so one of my triggers again for the rage episodes I found was feeling like I didn't have support, and just like I would get mad at my husband. I resented him so much, and I, you know, I still have trouble like coming to terms with the fact that he gets to sit in his office and work, quote unquote work, but his job is like pretty chill. Some days he'll be super busy and working the whole day and like past 5 o'clock, but a lot of the days he like runs code on his computer and then watches The Office and plays games on his phone. So you can imagine how angry I was when I was spending the whole day dealing with the baby and he was just like chilling, like watching Marvel movies. And I would get so mad. So it's hard for a mom. Like, we have so much to deal with. The mental load. I know a lot of people talk about this on social media. The mental load is insane. Like, because not only are we taking care of the baby, but we're taking care of the house. We're taking care of the husband. We're taking care of ourselves. Or we're trying to. Sometimes we're not. And so it's just too much. So I think all of this mixed together, all these, like, little triggers, they all happened every day. I couldn't control, like, you know, the sleep thing happened every day. The eating thing happened a lot, which my last episode was on eating. So that has helped a lot. All the things we changed with the eating routine. I don't get triggered like that anymore during mealtime like I used to. So I've eliminated at least one trigger. And then my mother-in-law is here to support me. So that trigger has kind of, I thought it would be eliminated. So that's why I'm coming into the next part of this episode. So before I get there, let me just tell you like what I was feeling. So whenever I went through these episodes, it would just be like suddenly almost like you're seeing red. Like everything is so, you're just so angry. You can't control it. I felt like I couldn't breathe. My blood pressure was high. I was so tense. Like my body, I was tense. I was like grinding my teeth almost, because I was so mad. I was trying to keep it together. I didn't want to like hurt the baby, but I had like I just wanted to slap her. And I think that's why I was embarrassed to say, because I wanted to hit her. I wanted to throw her. I was like, what the fuck, like just stop screaming, stop crying, leave me alone, like I'm so over this. And it hurts me to say that, because being a mom is my favorite, you know. Hi, did you get hurt? Can I see your eye? Let me see. Can I have a kiss? Wanna go on a spinny thing? Come over here. She just hit her eye on the swing. Yeah, being a mom is like my favorite. It's my favorite thing I've ever done. And especially like, okay, so the newborn phase was hard. I went through postpartum depression around 4 months postpartum. Then that kind of resolved. I did a little bit of therapy and things got better. And then it was just like bliss, you know. I had months of bliss where it's just like, I love you so much, baby. You're the best. I'm so happy I'm a mom. I'm so grateful, blah, blah, blah. But then when the rage started coming in, I'm like, well, why is this happening? Because I don't feel like, I really love being a mom, and I know that in my core. So why am I having these feelings? I just couldn't explain it. And I know it's probably some, you know, hormonal thing, some imbalance in the brain that causes this, just like postpartum depression. But I just wanted answers. And so I was trying to cope with it. I was even trying to come up with like a game plan. So like, okay, if I get triggered, what can I do to stay calm in the moment? Like, because I can see when it's coming, but I still can't control it. I thought that might help. Like, well, if you come up with a game plan, you breathe or you do this or that. No, nothing would help. Not even breathing. And I know that's what they always say. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, like in like four counts and then out six or eight counts, like slow, deep breaths, right? What are you eating, Amelia? Oh God, she was eating a rock. So that's what they say. Like, I'm in therapy now and she says that too. She's like, just breathe. And I'm like, well, even breathing didn't help me when I got crazy because it was just too much. Oh no, the slide is wet. Mama's gonna have to clean the slide for you before you can play on it. I gotta get your tissues, okay? Can I do that? So it just wasn't working. I don't know. And so then I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna do self-care. Like I told you guys, eating healthy, exercising, journaling, audio diaries, everything. Like, take time off social media, relax, take a shower. Yeah, take a shower. That's so sad moms have to say take a shower is self-care, but it is what it is. So that's what I was kind of like doing, and I started therapy. And then my mother-in-law came. And guess what? I'm still not better. And this leads us to the next portion of the episode, which is the PMDD. So this is why I'm like confused, because I thought it was postpartum rage. But here's the story. In April, I started tracking my period again in the Flow app. That's what I used before when I was planning to get pregnant. So I started using it again because I wanted to know, like, obviously when I'm ovulating and stuff, I wanted to just track for a few months so that it would be accurate for when we do want to conceive, because we're thinking about in the fall. So I started in April, and I have been doing like my journaling and everything throughout the same period. And it was just this month, so like last week, I made a connection and I said, well, look at this. It seems like before my period, I am uncontrollably angry, sad, anxious, somewhat depressed. I'm binge eating. Like, I'm unmotivated. I'm tired. I'm this and that. And I said, you know what? Let me Google if PMS after a baby is just more intense, or like if periods change, because this does not seem normal. And I was not really shocked, but I was like, felt validated when I read the words PMDD and read the symptoms, because it was exactly what I was dealing with. So if you don't know PMDD, I really should look up the name, but I'm like cleaning a slide right now so that Amelia could play. It's basically when the hormones in your ovaries and the neurons in your brain like misfire or something, so then it causes an imbalance. And then the symptoms were all of what I was experiencing: depression, anxiety, anger, insomnia, binge eating, crying. I literally was crying like it was a newborn phase, you know, when you have those like crying spells after the baby's born. That's me now at almost 17 months postpartum, and that's not normal. So again, I felt validated when I read that, and I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm not crazy. And so what happens with this is it's a cycle linked to your period. So what happens is the first part of the month is fine, but then when you ovulate is when your ovaries start releasing some specific hormones, right? I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert. I'm just telling you what I read. So there's like hormones that come out after you ovulate. And then between ovulation and the start of your period is when the symptoms happen for PMDD, because your body's just like can't handle the hormonal imbalance. And so that's what's been happening on a loop, on a cycle. Every single month. What do you want? Every single month. You want to jump? Oh, good job. Every single month, I'm going through this loop where I go through a phase where I'm happy, I'm fine, I'm normal. Like, it's as if nothing bad happened the last 2 weeks. Then I ovulate, and then I become literally another person. I'm not exaggerating. I don't feel like Audrey anymore for 2 weeks, maybe a little more. I feel like somebody else. I'm angry, I'm crying, I feel hopeless, and I feel scared because this is not normal. None of it's normal. Can you sit down, please, Amelia? Sit on your butt. Oh, good job. Go down. She's on the slide. Go ahead. You're going to go down? You're not going to go down. Okay. This is quite the podcast, if I do say so myself. But anyways, so for me, I was like, well, what can I do about this? You know, I want to fix it. I don't want to be like this. And so some of the ways that you can not relief, but like a cure, not a cure, but whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. I can't think right now because I'm hot. I need to take off the sweater. What am I even saying? Sorry, this isn't edited. One of the ways that you can treat the symptoms of PMDD is through birth control. And listen, I was on the pill for 10 years before I got pregnant. My mom, my biological mom, who I visited when I was like 16, she said, hey, I don't know if you're having sex, but I want you on the pill. So let's get you on the pill. So I was on the pill since I was 16 years old, and I went off it when I was 26 because I was going to have a baby. And I honestly didn't really like being on the pill. Like, I gained a little bit of weight. It was hard for me to lose weight. And my sex drive was zero at some points. Like, literally zero. My husband and I would fight all the time because I would literally could go months without having sex because I just didn't want to. And it was totally the pill, because as soon as I went off it, it was like I was 18 again. So I, Amelia, she's climbing this and I don't have two hands. Amelia, why are you like this? You're such a daredevil. So anyways, in my mind, I was like, I'm not going back on the pill because I don't like the side effects and it's not necessary. And, you know, between the first baby and the second, I was like, whatever, we're going to have another baby. So we'll just use condoms and be careful until then. Oh, it's oily. Amelia, don't fall down. Gah. Gah, what? You want the tissues? Here. So that's why I didn't go back on the pill, for those reasons. And now I'm like, well, what if before I had a baby, I had a predisposition to having PMDD and I just didn't know because I was on the pill for 10 years. So that my first thought was like, okay, so maybe it's an easy fix. Maybe I can just get on birth control. And then I'm going to feel fine. And so I called the doctors. And I only talked to the nurse. It's kind of weird. And I just told her, like, I think I have PMDD. I want to go on birth control. And she's like, okay, let me confirm with doctor. And she called me. And she's like, okay, yep, you can have your prescription. So I didn't even talk to the doctor. I didn't even go to the doctors. It's kind of weird. But honestly, let's just see how this goes. Oh my god, she is climbing without me. Amelia! I went to put my sweater in the stroller and she started climbing. Why are you like this? Why are you such a daredevil? Come here. You're not afraid? Did you hit your head? Do you want mama kiss it? Come here, ready? Mwah, all better. So, it was just like weird, but honestly, let's just see how it goes. I'm gonna go on the pill. I think I'm going to start it today or tomorrow. My period is wacky. It's like I thought it was done and then it's back. So it's like that, you know how you have like the end, it's like it stops for a day or like a half a day, and then you take off your pad and then bam, blood stain. That was me. Although I didn't get a blood stain, but anyways, TMI. So I'm gonna see how it goes. The other options are like antidepressants, and I really don't feel comfortable with that, at least not without seeing an actual doctor, which obviously you wouldn't just say, hey, give me that, and then they would give it to you. But with birth control, they're just like, have you been on birth control before? Okay, fine, here you go. So I don't even know what my last one was called. They just prescribed me some random one, so we'll see how it goes. I'm nervous. I'm very nervous, but honestly, I just need relief. I need to feel normal. I hate this cycle so much. So right now I'm in the happy cycle. After day two of my period, all the PMDD symptoms went away, and it was like the cloudy skies are gone. Literally, it's clear skies right now, which is just like, it's perfect. This is how I feel. I feel like a clear blue sky on a sunny day, and that's what we're experiencing right now. Oh, I'm like gonna cry again just thinking, because it's ridiculous how much it affects me, and how, you know, it's debilitating, right? That's the word. I'm not able to perform as a mom. I'm a terrible wife during my crazy. Every month I fight with my husband for no reason. Like, all of a sudden we get in this huge fight, and we have never fought. Like, we have been together, oh God, 10, it'll be 11 years this fall. And before this, we like never fought. The only thing, like I said, we fought about like sex, because the pill ruined my sex drive, and then I never wanted to be intimate. So, you know, this is a lot of personal stuff. This is crazy. But yeah, that's again raw and real. Here we go. So we never fought, and now we're fighting like every month. He thinks I'm a lunatic, like a psycho. And he's like, I remember one month he's like, you need help. It was before I signed up for therapy. And I felt like so, like, that feels like a slap in the face when somebody you love is just like, you need help. It's almost like literally saying, you're crazy. And I felt mad because I'm like, well, why can't you help me? And, you know, as the wife, you know, as the female partner, we want our men to understand us, and we want them to be able to support all our needs, even when we don't tell them what we need. You know, I think we all can admit that we have just like acted as though they can read our minds. They should know, right? I always feel like, well, he should know that I'm feeling this. He should know what to do. And so I'm trying to just like give him grace, because like he's probably like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? You're crazy, and I don't know what's wrong with you, because he doesn't have this problem. So it's just something that we're trying to navigate as a couple. But yeah, I just don't want to fight with him like that. I feel terrible because my parents fought when I grew up. My stepmom and my dad fought a lot, like screaming, running out the door, crying, like the whole nine yards. And I was like, this is not what I want my marriage to be like, you know? We will respect each other. And even when we disagree, we have always been able to communicate. And now that I'm going through this crazy cycle, I am crying multiple times a month. Like, I compared it to the newborn phase. It's just like that. Anything will set me off. He asked me, it was like last week, after I kind of expressed like that I think I have this PMDD, it was the next day, and I was just folding the clothes off of the drying rack. And he saw me. I guess I must have looked like upset, because I was thinking about, do I really want to go back on the pill? I'm so desperate for help. Like, what do I do? Like, I really didn't want to do this, but now I feel like I don't have a choice, so I have to do what's best. So this is what was going on in my head. And then he just came in and he said, are you okay? Or how are you? Or something. And I just started bawling. And then I cried for like an hour. Like, I couldn't stop. So, yeah, this is what I've been going through. And I have not really shared it because I don't really understand it. And I don't, you know, when you're going through something, I think it's harder to talk about it. Like, it's still very raw and emotional right now. My heart is still cut open by this, I guess you could say. And I'm confused and lost and I don't understand it. And I just want to feel better. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm definitely going to update you guys on how things go with the pill. I don't expect to feel relief after just 1 month because I think it's going to take time for the pill and my body to sync up. So maybe in the next 2 or 3 months, which is kind of silly because I wanted to get pregnant in like September, October. But, you know, I have to do what I have to do. So I guess I'll just go on the pill for a few months. And then I think when I get pregnant, I wouldn't have this problem because I wouldn't be ovulating anyway. So I would just have to like get through whatever time between I get off the pill and get pregnant. So hopefully I can figure this out. So, oh, I just have to breathe. That was a lot. That was a big episode for me, you guys. And I hope that it's helpful. I hope you enjoyed it. I don't know if I have much else to say. And honestly, my throat's getting kind of dry. And I have to chase Amelia. She's climbing everything. And I'm recording differently this time. So I usually use the AirPods. I don't know if I said this at the beginning. I usually use my AirPods. But I found out that the sound quality just doesn't sound good. So I'm literally holding my phone up to my face. So I hope it's not like crazy loud and weird and distorted and up and down volume. If it is, I'm really sorry. But I had to get this episode out. And yeah, maybe I'll record the next episode at home so it won't be with trains and birds and trucks and everything in between. All the noise. Amelia, what are you eating now? Give this to me. Jesus. She's eating some round thing from the tree. Where do you find this? You're sitting on the slide. She looks so innocent. So anyways, I would love to hear from you if you listen to this episode and you can relate or you have stories and you want to vent or anything. I am here for you. I am your friend. I can't see you. I don't know who you are listening, but mama, I am here for you. Just send me a message. You can DM me on Instagram. If you know me personally, send me a text. I'm always available to chat. And yeah, if you want to leave a review of the show, definitely do that so other mamas can find it. Amelia, we're wrapping up. Do you want to say goodbye? I'm not even going to re-listen to this. I might listen to it after I post it. But raw and real. That's what this podcast is all about. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope that it's helpful. This is a very long outro. My throat is very dry. So anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I am here for you. I know you're here for me too, and we're gonna get through this together. So stay safe, stay well, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode, which hopefully will be soon because I'm planning to record more often than once a week. So, see you guys next time. Bye. Say bye-bye. Oh, she's waving. Bye-bye.